This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, July 24th. Could groups in Amsterdam prohibit cruise ships from entering the city center? Well, it depends on what publication you read. A coalition of green and centrist parties voted for the ban on cruise ships over the negative impact on the city's environment and air quality. Now, Amsterdam told us that cruise ships are not banned from the port. In fact, they are in the process of investing millions into shoreside power facilities. Cruisers are just 1% of the 21 million visitors in Amsterdam every year. The city also said if this does happen, it's a long way away. Currently, large cruise ships dock near the historic areas at Cruise Port Amsterdam. And waiting is the name of the game. There has been no improvement in passport processing times here in the U.S. In fact, the U.S. State Department has told us delays are expected to remain consistent throughout 2023. Now, here's how it breaks down. As of July, Americans have 10 to 13 weeks wait period for routine passport service, 7 to 9 weeks if you have that expedited service, and additional 2 weeks for processing and mailing. A State Department official has stated that the efforts are underway to revert to pre-pandemic processing times by the end of this year, including hiring and training more people, authorizing overtime, and investing in automation and other technologies. Applicants for new and renewal passports should factor in these times when planning cruises or international travel. And it's that time of year again. The 2025 Big Nude Boat Cruise has been announced. In February of 2025, Norwegian Purr will depart from Port Miami on an 11-day voyage to Great Stirrup Cay in the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and St. Lucia. Organized by Bare Necessities, this naturist cruise aims to uphold the American Association of Nude Recreation values, as clarified by a company executive. The $1,200 sailing also enforces a no-photo zone on board. If you'd like to cast off your clothes and set sail, bookings open next month. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.3%, 17.88%, Royal Caribbean up 1.2%, 102.38%, and Norwegian up 1.69%, 21.06%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.